VDAC Afterword, from Colleen Filonetto. On behalf of the diverse and dedicated members of the Victorian Disability Advisory Council, VDAC, I am honoured to present this afterword to the first annual report on Absolutely Everyone, State Disability Plan 2017-2020. This is the first State Disability Plan progress report to be tabled in the Victorian Parliament. We applaud this increased transparency and accountability for delivering on the vision for a more inclusive Victoria. This report shows that there is much progress to celebrate. At long last, we have a plan to increase the employment of people with disability in Victoria. It was wonderful to see that, for the first time, the Youth Parliament included a team of students who communicated using Auslan. We have also seen increased awareness of disability across government, and we have noticed a whole-of-government cultural shift towards better understanding and valuing of our diverse communities. Investment in individuals to build their leadership capacity has led to more people with disability in influential positions, and innovative infrastructure, like changing places, has meant more people can spend time out of the house and in their communities. VDAC's collaboration with the Victorian Government to look for opportunities to adopt a standard disability identifier should help the Victorian Government ensure that mainstream, everyday services are accessible and responsive to the 1 million Victorians with disability who will not be eligible for an NDIS plan. Disability doesn't discriminate, but community certainly can. We know 60% of students with disability are bullied because of their disability. Delivering on the vision of Absolutely Everyone is not only a whole-of-government effort, it is a whole-of-community effort. Central to this vision is changing attitudes towards disability. We understand disability to be an evolving social construct that is shaped as much by attitudes and the built environment as it is by impairments. We must change the hearts and minds of people without disability. The short-term investment to build the capacity of the disability advocacy sector is welcomed, but without long-term certainty, we are concerned Victorians may not get the best value for money possible from our $2.5 billion annual investment in the NDIS. While much progress has been made, people with disability continue to experience disparities in health, education, employment, housing, and transport. For example, our public transport network still has a long way to go to be fully accessible, especially in rural and regional areas, and waiting lists for social housing are unacceptably long. Absolutely Everyone focuses on priorities and actions that all governments can agree on. It is important to build on the momentum achieved in its first year of implementation. We look forward to working closely with the Minister for Housing, Disability and Ageing and various departments to understand how future actions and priorities will be incorporated in the plan's second year of implementation. After all, as Minister Foley reminds us, all Victorians are entitled to equality and people with disability deserve every opportunity. Colleen Filonetto, Chair, Victorian Disability Advisory Council.